Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. We got a very interesting show because our topics are all over the fucking place. We have some random topics. One, how a southern state wants to castrate sex offenders. B, Slim wants to talk about Venice for some random reason. And my live reaction on the Democratic primary results. I know Slim doesn't want to hear a goddamn thing about that, but he's going to have to deal with it.
Well, I already have. I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing me in, big guy. Yeah, this is Slim here. We got a pretty good one here for you guys. Today, episode number 21. 21, we're doing it here. We're still going. Thank you for listening, guys. And if we got any new listeners out there, welcome to the show, you guys. We hope you guys enjoy this. We got a good one here. But why don't we get things going here and start this thing off like we usually do with a little bit of the Weekend Rewind.
Weekend Rewind.
Yeah, wow, this was quite the weekend here. What did you have anything going on there, dude?
Man, all I did was, after work, I went to a Merchant's Cafe and Saloon.
Oh, you went to a saloon?
In Pioneer Square in downtown.
Hmm.
Met up with an old high school buddy. Her and her husband recently moved to West Seattle. They're coming from Puyallup. They both have jobs in Seattle now. So they decided to sell their house and move into the city.
To the city. Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's all I did, man. I have not had a day off of work.
Oh, and, man, I know. They've been killing you over there. I haven't seen you. How about it?
For those who don't know, I have a new job. So I now have two jobs. One's full-time and one I only work at maybe 15 hours a week at the most. So, you know, at the most, I'm working 60 hours a week. Yeah, but I'm working my way up at the full-time job. So I'm hoping that things work out and I can go back to just having one job. Yeah. Because trust me, I've been working. I used to work two or more jobs at once, and it fucking sucks. You have no time to drink. You have no time to smoke weed. Mm. Got no time for homework. Excuse me, et cetera.
I've told you this many a times. I'll tell you again. It's hard out there for a pimp, man. You know?
I am not
it's
no
hard
pimp.
Out there for a pimp.
I right? am not a pimp.
You got to be hustling hard out there. Oh, dude. But so my weekend, I didn't tell you about this, actually, but I ended up going to a wedding. I was on quite the drought there. I didn't get invited to a single goddamn matrimony last summer. And so I was riding a pretty bad cooler. And luckily, we got rid of that early in the 2016 season, so that was nice. But went to a buddy of mine's wedding. He married this girl, this Indian girl. She's a really nice girl. And they had the full Indian ceremony. Dude, let me tell you, those people.
No. Whoa, not those people. Just
those people over there.
Not those people, but this their culture.
The Indians and this Indian family specifically know how to throw a goddamn party. Okay, these people were doing it big, dude. They were doing it big. The wedding that I went to was on Saturday. They had a huge party on Friday night with people that weren't even invited to the wedding. There were some people that weren't even invited to the regular wedding, and they had a party. They did it at the Future of Flight Museum up at Boeing.
What?
They had like 300 people up there. They're just throwing a huge party, all Indian music the whole time. Everybody's dancing, going nuts. You got grandma on the stage. Dad is busting a move. I mean, it's insane, man. And they're doing it big. They even did it at the out in Muckle Teal at the community center. They even did, you know, the whole setup. They got the couch with the backdrop and everybody takes pictures. You know, they go table by table and do all this stuff. And you know, the girls are wearing all the diamonds and stuff while they're doing. It was intense, man. It was intense. It was fun, though. They put a lot of work into that. They dropped some bucks. They had the nice flowers, you know. They had everything going on, salmon and chicken. You didn't even have to choose. You could have both if you wanted to. And so everything about it was good times, good people, all that stuff. It's nice, you know, because sometimes the language barrier, it can be an issue at times, you know, with people. It just happens. That's the way humans are. But when it comes to something like partying, everybody speaks the same language, all right? Everybody speaks the same language.
That's for damn sure. No one gives a damn about language as long as everyone's having a good time.
Yeah. Is everybody, the only thing that matters in partying is drinking booze, dancing, and doing all kinds of crazy shit like that, all right? That's all that matters at partying.
Did they have,
and everybody likes to do that.
Did they have coconut curry chicken?
No, it was just these chicken patties that they had cooked, but they were very good. It was actually better than the salmon. I was surprised, you know?
Oh, I'll take chicken patties over salmon any day.
Well, yeah, you will, because salmon,
but no,
salmon
don't
would be
you,
way too healthy.
Don't you,
that'd be way too healthy for you.
No, you know what? I do like salmon.
Too many omegas and fatty acids.
Shut up. Oh, my God. You think I just eat...
No, you're not a fish guy. I know this.
I am a fish guy. I like tilapia.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a little bit dry for me, but I guess I'll give that to you.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. It's not bad. Definitely not bad. But, yeah, no, they had the whole spread, man. It was great. It was great. It was like a buffet. You know, you just keep going back if you wanted. But everybody was pretty damn full after the first round because I was definitely watching. They had the hors d'oeuvres, you know, the people walking around. And let me tell you, dude, that... You think with just people walking around everywhere, you just food would be abundant and be easy to catch? No, man. Some of those waiters, they're hard to get. They're hard to get. You gotta get them. You gotta shout at them, you know. And it's like they're walking around with free food. All right, I'm not trying to be an asshole here. I just want to get the guy's attention, you know. It's I don't know. I missed the first couple rounds, and then I basically had to accost him a couple times when he was taken off. You know, grab him by his arm or do something. But yeah, they went big, man. It was a lot of fun. Here's the craziest part of the story, though. Okay, I'm doing a new job. I'm working a promo for 7-Elevens. All right, 7-Eleven promo. They're trying to get their app out there, trying to get people using it, so they're paying a schmuck like me to go represent themselves. I don't know why, but I'm going and doing this promo. It's down on 50th Street at the 7-Eleven down there. Everybody knows the stereotype when it comes to 7-Eleven. You know, it's typically that it's an Asian or an Indian or an Arab guy, you know. I mean, that's kind of the rule of thumb. That's what people say. Whatever. The guy, it was actually a guy from Africa early in the morning, and then it switched off. Other guy comes in. He's the owner. I can tell he's the owner just the way the guy's walking. So, I'm getting in good with him, being nice and everything. And he's talking, and I ask him, I'm like, so where are you from, man? Where are you from? He goes, I live in Muckle Teal. And I was like, oh, no kidding. I was just up there this weekend for a wedding. That's crazy. And he goes, I'm not going to say it, but he said the people by name, my buddy and his wife now. And I was
oh,
like,
so he knew him.
I was like, yeah, he was there. He's her cousin. He's her cousin, dude. I couldn't believe that. That was crazy. He was her cousin. I was like, what is the odds of that? What is the odds? And it was Monday after, and the wedding was on Saturday. And I thought I kind of recognized him, but I mistaked him for somebody else who was wearing a red shirt. But I think he appreciated the fact that I at least knew what somebody was wearing, you know. But yeah, that was fucking. I couldn't believe that shit, dude. And then after that, he's like, oh, you want anything? You want a sandwich? You want a piece of pizza? You know, you want anything? Let me know. Do you want your coffee? You know, I was like, all right, thanks. Like he was like trying to make sure that I sampled some of his stuff, which those 7-Eleven sandwiches, those breakfast sandwiches are not too bad, actually, to be honest. Not too bad. If you're in a hurry and need a little something. I couldn't believe how many people go into that fucking store. Like, you're only in there for a minute. You see two or three people, but it's just constantly at certain times. There's always people in there. It's fucking crazy. But I just thought that was a nutty story, you know, that it came back and this motherfucker, we're all partying and doing, and he's out there at 1.2 and he's making it rain while the two of them are dancing.
No shit.
He's just throwing money. Yeah. He was laughing because he knew the implications of doing that in this country, but it's actually a tradition and it's a custom for them. Like, that's what they do, you know, just like as a fun thing, you know. It's like, hey, it's fun, you're dancing and you know, the money is falling everywhere. Oh my God, you got a beautiful wife. Life could not be better. You know, all that kind of stuff. And, but he was laughing because he knew that what I was probably thinking was that they were fucking dancing on the pole up there or something. But
you sick bastard.
No, they were. That was fun though, man. That was, yeah. God dang. Like I said, I was on a bad drought, man. I was on a bad wedding drought. Like, and you start questioning your entire life when nobody wants you to go to their fucking party. I mean, are you kidding me? Am I not good party material? Come on, guys. Jesus.
You seem like the type that would crash weddings. I'm like, Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
I have been known to get in deep with the bride's family. Okay. It's been known to happen. Shit. You know, I get into Aunt Sally's business. You know, we talk, we go into deep conversation. It actually wasn't, it wasn't the bride's this time, to be honest. It was actually a couple of buddies of mine, but got in deep. Some people brought some big news. I did a little interrogating and got some news out of somebody, but it's just always a good occasion, man. I mean, who can't get on board with a wedding? It's a big party with a bunch of free booze.
I agree.
And if you're good, maybe you get a piece of cake too. Who knows?
Nothing wrong with free food at a wedding.
I mean, you may not with partying with good fucking people.
Yeah. I mean, you may not get laid at the end of the day, but you got free food and free booze. Mm-hmm. The last two weddings I went to had an open bar.
Oh, yeah. I even put down a couple glasses of wine. You know, I was doing it real classy like and shit. Put down a couple of the
white. With that one pinky up?
Oh, dude, it was erect as shit. That pinky.
Erect as shit.
That pinky was stiff as a motherfucker. Shit, I'd bring a mortis. No, it was good, though, man. You do feel, you know, you're dressed up and you want to drink a glass or two of wine. You feel classy as shit doing that. You feel like you just, you know, landed the fucking Catalina wine mixer, you know?
Well, Slim, it seems like you had a much better weekend than me.
Hey, you know, like, you're doing it though, man. You're doing it. You got to put in those weekends. You got to put in those weekends. Sometimes you want to make it to the top. Ask the Rolling Stones. Actually, they probably just worked whenever they wanted to.
Yeah, pretty much. But thank you for joining us on our weekend rewind.
Yeah. Oh man. What a deal. So what were you talking about, that law?
God damn. Fucking Alabama.
Oh man. I should have known.
Bama passed a law to castrate sex offenders, males and females.
Both. What do you cut off their boobs or what do you cut off? How does it work?
I don't know. Well, they said men and women. I know how they would do it for men, but I mean, is this necessary? seriously, is this necessary? I mean, I'm not trying to. Now, first of all, I am not trying to justify. I'm not trying to justify what sex offenders do. They're despicable, and they're monsters, and they're not people.
Monsters.
They're monsters.
Oh, okay.
They're monsters.
They are.
Anyway, you know, someone made a good point earlier. You put them in jail, they're not around children. Case closed. Well, I mean, do we really need to put our tax money towards castrating sex offenders? I mean, and if you do castrate them, what does that make them? Makes them angry because you know why? They can't get it up anymore. But they still have that. It's like a. Someone mentioned, like, it's like a chemical in their brain that they're attracted to children. But they can't get it up anymore. what do you think that's going to piss them off, and what is that going to make them do to children now?
Well, I don't know about the children, but whoever cut off their fucking dick, that motherfucker's dead to me. Okay, that person is dead. Yeah, this is ridiculous. I mean, the only way I would say that this made sense to do is if you were gonna dress all the guys up like ladies afterwards. You know, if you're gonna do that, then I'd say, okay, you know, you went the full way with this joke. You hacked off their junk, dressed them up, put a wig on them. All right, you went the full way. No, this is, I mean, what the problem here for me is, not all sex offenders are created equally. Okay, I know that's hard for people to believe, but there's some really dumb and illegitimate shit that you can get labeled as a sex offender for. It's not even that big of a deal. You can get labeled as a sex offender for peeing in public. If you get caught and a cop writes you up and they want to, you know, put you through the ringer and throw the book at you for that, you can potentially be labeled as a sex offender for peeing outside of in public. I mean, you know how many times I've pissed on the side of Safeco Field after a long ass game? Many times. I even got caught by a cop one time taking a piss outside of Safeco. And holy shit, I've never seen a cop more angry with me in my entire life.
You pissed on Safeco Field. But you pissed on the baseball field that the Mariners play at. Piece of shit.
I had to go so bad, and I had got kicked out of the beer garden. So, you know, I was flustered. I didn't know what to do.
There's a strip club right down the street.
Oh, dude, no, that's way far from the beer garden. That's a long walk. Dude.
Oh.
Especially when your bladder is full of six Coors Lights. This guy was, he was so mad at me, dude. I've literally never seen a cop. I've had a cop hold an M16 to my head before.
No, really?
But I've never.
Why?
We'll get into that later. I don't want to fear incriminating myself. But I've never seen a cop this upset with me. And you know what the weirdest part is? He let me go. He said, God damn it. I said, I'm sorry. I had to go so bad. He goes, just get the hell out of here, all right? Just get the hell out of here. And he shoved me. He like literally pushed me after he saw that I buckled my shit up. And he shoved me. And he's like, get out. And I was like, okay, I don't want any trouble. All right, I'm leaving. You know, I just got kicked out. And I don't need to get arrested too in the process. So. Whew, man, that white thing does work every once in a while.
Oh, you! Oh, no, you know, didn't.
Hey, it's not for nothing. It's not for nothing, God. You know. But I got lucky. I got lucky. Okay.
At least you say. At least you admit it.
I got lucky. You know, I was very apologetic, incredibly apologetic. But no, you can't do this kind of stuff. All right, and then it just gets into a puppet show, and you're torturing these people more than needed. And yeah, like you said, they're just going to be angry. They're just going to be upset.
They're going to be pissed off, and
they're not going to be cured. They're not going to be cured of their disease. All right. Things are going to change.
It's a chemical in their brain. That's what someone told me.
Yeah.
Like
you don't actively make that choice. All right. That kind of shit is decided for you. All right. It's already decided. No one's like, you know, I mean, I guess Ronda Rousey's pretty good looking, but a 12-year-old boy, you know, with no hair. Now that is hot. All right. I mean, nobody makes that choice. They don't decide that ever. It's just something that is programmed in or it's not. And unfortunately, as far as the incarceration process goes, you know, it's supposed to be rehabilitation, but I don't know if you can rehabilitate these people. I don't know. Maybe it's just always going to be that way with them.
Yeah. Castrating them won't. Castrating them won't. I don't think it would help. This is a touchy subject. When you molest, sexually harass someone, it's not about pleasure. It's about power. Mm-hmm. It's about power. They will find other ways to get themselves off without getting aroused. It's about power to them.
It is. That's a really good point, man. That's a really good point. And you want to know a perfect example of that? How about America's favorite dad, Mr. Huxtable?
Oh, God.
I mean, if there's something that's not about power, then I don't know what is. I mean, look at that guy. That guy was on top of the world, man. Everybody loved him. He could do no wrong. He was just anything he did. He was the man. He was the man. Everybody loved him. I mean, he talked some shit about black people, and they got kind of upset, and I kind of agree with him, to be honest. But couldn't do anything wrong. And now, look at that guy. He's just in such a different place than he was. I mean, he's got a ton of money still, so that didn't change. But it's just insane to me, man. And they had one of the girls that he assaulted too. She had made a statement afterwards. She even ended up saying, she goes, he drugged her, and she even admitted that she wasn't going to say no to anything. She wasn't going to say, no, I don't think we should do this, Bill. Are you kidding me? I mean, if you're an aspiring actress or whatever the fuck these people he was hanging out with were, or current actress, I mean, you got to think they would have taken the Huxtable D for a chance at stardom and fame, you know? And she even admitted it. She just didn't want to be fucking passed out while it was going on, all right? She wanted to remember something. So you can't knock her for that.
Look, I disagree with you. I disagree with you, man. Something bad happened. Something bad happened. When you're drugged, you don't remember what happened.
Yeah.
When you're drugged, it doesn't matter if they don't say yes, no, maybe, you don't do it. They're not consenting. You know, it doesn't matter if you do drugs with them, if you do something with them when they're passed out and they're not consenting. It's not right.
Exactly. Well, and you don't give people drugs when they don't know that you're giving them to them, you know? You don't just dose people, you know, at your own will. I mean, that's insane, you know? Who are you? Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover? I mean, come on. That's insane. And again, these girls, they wouldn't have said no to anything. But again, it's like you said, it's the power thing. It doesn't matter whether they would have said no or not. It's that he does what the fuck he wants, how he wants, and what he wants. He was on Larry King. I saw a clip. If you guys haven't seen this clip, check it out. It's a little...
It's about the Spanish fly.
It's about the Spanish... Oh, my God. My shit that he was seeing. Are you kidding me? Oh, my Lord. I couldn't believe you. I was hearing this stuff from him, and he was saying it on national television, dude. National television. And Larry King's laughing. They're joking. Having a good time. Oh, my God. That...
Yeah, man, you did the Spanish fly. The Spanish fly. And you put that in the jello.
You give the little girls a little bit of that, and they fly.
And they fly, and they take the jello pudding.
Oh, my God.
Like, God, you sick bastard.
Come on, William. Come on.
Yeah. William, yeah.
Dude, and the craziest part for me, the last alleged case that they were saying might be in the statute of limitations happened back in 2008 at the Playboy Mansion. So 70.
I thought that got dropped.
Well, it did, but because they ended up using it for something else. But 70-year-old Bill Cosby was still getting at it in the grotto. I mean, can you believe that? What kind of determination is that from somebody? I mean, you gotta admire the guy for that, at least, if nothing else. At 70 years old, he's still creeping up to his hardest. That's just a crazy situation, but the perfect example of why one of my favorite sayings is, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. And unfortunately, this is not a good finish for Mr. Cosby, unfortunately.
No, he's ruined for the rest of his career.
Worse than...
His legacy is ruined.
Worse than Joe Paterno? I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, definitely not good.
Oh, God, that's a totally different...
We get really... That's really a totally different... Yeah. At least, you know, at least for Cosby, though, he still does have about $300 million, even though I'm sure his lawyers are draining about $100K from him a month. He still does have about $300 million to his name. So.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll be able to survive for a while. It's just how long is his heart going to continue to beat in this agonizing state of his. And he's like blind in one eye too, dude. He can't even see out of one eye now, I don't think. Like, his shit is fucked up. but I don't know. That was a tough one though.
But yes or no, should they castrate Alabama?
Absolutely not. You guys are just making you're making a mockery of yourselves here. Okay.
I don't think so too. If I was living in Alabama, I would protest that shit.
Mm-hmm. Not for stadium peers. Safeco deserves to be peed on sometimes. There's times.
Okay, what I was going to say that I don't want my tax dollars going to castrate sex offenders.
No, thanks. Unless it's Caitlyn Jenner, then we might be able to make an exception.
Oops.
We might be able to make an exception for that one, but
you got a story about Venice, don't you?
I got a story about global warming.
Okay. Global warming.
Global warming. And it's in a small nutshell, disguised in a little tiny boat.
Let's hear about it.
With a man with striped shirt and a long oar paddling ever so nicely down the river.
Here we go.
Actually, it wasn't nicely for them this last week. I saw an article that was talking about how they're having some serious floods this year. Some serious floods. And Venice is that kind of city. Like, you know, they always have some kind of issue with it. I mean, when you're that close to the water, there's always going to be problems. Seattle, we'll probably have some problems down on the waterfront, too, at some point here. You know, it's going to take a little bit more time, probably. But I guess this past flood, they were under more than 5 feet of water. More than 5 feet of water in the city. Worst flood they had in 22 years. Could you imagine that, dude? You're like some graduate student coming from, you know, rural Pennsylvania, going to Venice, just want to see the sights, see the city, enjoy yourself, do this and that, blah, blah, blah. And you're in your hotel and there's 5 feet of water in the lobby of your hotel. I mean, what do you even do at that point?
I would feel like I was in the Titanic.
No shit, dude. Where's Rose McGowan when you fucking need her?
Not Rose McGowan. You're thinking of Charmed.
Oh,
Rose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My favorite show.
You're thinking of Kate Winslet.
Yeah. No, her name is Rose in the movie, though.
Yeah.
I don't know her last name, though.
Jack.
I probably got it wrong. But I know, dude. That's fucking... At this point, this is the worst in 22 years, but I was checking the numbers, and the worst was in the 60s, and they were close. They were, I think it was within inches of this same rainfall, so it was close. I mean, is there any chance that Venice just becomes our modern-day Atlantis, and mm-hmm. the city is just eventually just going to be underwater, and that's the way things are?
It could be the beginning of something.
I wish there was I knew some connection in like a different language to the word Venice and Atlantis, you know, and they'd have like some Greek or Roman or Latin throwback or something. I'm sure there's something to it. You know, I could ask a psychic and they would probably know better, but I don't understand how you could live in a city like that, you know, the threat of something crazy like that is that constant and is around you all the time. I mean, this is probably happens at least once or twice a year. I guess most of the people probably don't even live there, really. They're probably just visitors, but I don't know. Some crazy shit, man. That fucking weather, dude. It's like Leo, you got to give that guy some credit, man. You got to give that guy some credit. He finally got his day in the sun. I mean, he's had plenty of days in the sun and plenty of days getting his dick sucked as many times as he feels like it.
Wow.
But no, he got it, man. And you know, he spent his time and he tried to throw a chariot for a good cause, you know, and he did it in a somewhat non-blowhardy way, you know, which is important when you're in Hollywood. You know, you got Ben Affleck and all these people and they can do it in a very smug way. But I think Leo did pretty good. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Leo did great.
He did great. Are you mad it wasn't Will Smith there for Concussion?
See, now you're pushing my fucking buttons. You're pushing my fucking
buttons,
man.
I didn't see either, to be honest. I heard The Revenant was good, dude. I heard The Revenant was good. And, you know, he tied in the movie, actually, to global warming, too. You know, talking about the way that things used to be and the fact that it was hard for them to find the snowpack that they needed even to film the movie because they needed a certain amount of it, so... I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we're probably all just dead. It's probably too late for all of us, realistically. As much as I like to be an optimist, it's probably way too late. We're all going to be underwater.
I really hope we don't get a Republican in the office because they're going to be like, fuck global warming. It's not real. We're all going to die anyway.
Which is not a bad argument, actually, the fact that we all are going to die, because you can't dispute that.
Okay, but the point is to try to live a long, keyword, long, healthy life, mm-hmm. not be like, oh, we're all going to die sometime anyway. Well, fuck it.
Well, and you don't want our kids, you know, to be dying sooner than they need to, too. Actually, my unborn children, probably never to be born children, now that I think about it. Oh, geez. Well, what else do we got here, man? That was, dude, we got to talk about this. Because like you were saying, man, this has got to be the hottest trailer out right
now. The hottest trailer is going to, this.
Shit is hot as fire. It's hot as
yes.
Yeah, this is, I'm sure you guys have seen this. It's, you got the new Ghostbusters movie coming out.
1984.
Here.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and, oh, fuck, I forgot his name.
I forgot, too.
Oh, no! Wait, we can't forget his name, because, oh, man.
He was the director guy that just died?
Yeah, damn it.
What was his name? Pat or...
Harold Ramis.
Nice. Good pull there.
Yeah.
Good pull.
We're about to piss off a lot of people, and I apologize.
Yeah, we were on the brink.
But those four men were part of millions of people's childhoods.
Mm-hmm.
They spawned a sequel, which was good. They spawned a cartoon. They spawned a spinoff of the cartoon.
So the movie was before the cartoon?
Yes.
Really?
You never knew that.
I did not know that. No.
Yeah, Ghostbusters came out in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the cartoon came out in maybe like 3-4 years later.
Okay.
And then Ghostbusters 2 came out, cuz Ghostbusters 2 reminded me a lot of the cartoon, mm-hmm. because they involved Slimer a lot in the second one.
Is that his name? I could never figure out.
And in the cartoon, he was like an anti-hero, sort of, because he was still a ghost, but he was, you know, he wasn't a threat. He helped them the majority of the time.
He was a mark-ass trick, as far as ghosts go.
Yeah.
Slimer, that's right, that guy.
Slimer, the green guy.
God, see.
Yeah, this... but 32 years later, 32 years later, after the original Ghostbusters came out, we got a reboot.
The old classic reboot. It's becoming a classic of Hollywood these days. That was a heavy hitter cast. Now you think about it, they're all like dorks too. You know, they're like the A-list dorks that were out on the market at the time. But maybe that's what made them good. You know, I guess they're fighting supernatural beings. But this is this is probably a little bit of an overreach with the whole ladies thing here. Just a little bit of an overreach.
What do you mean?
Here. Well, okay. Here's the thing. Ladies, if you're listening, let's get real here for a minute, okay? If you can't handle a daddy long legs spider in the shower by yourself,
no.
How are you going to fight a supernatural being from another dimension? I mean, that's a huge escalation there, all right? You got to be ready for anything. And, I mean, even Sigourney Weaver, you know, she fought and defeated an alien that was from a different planet. But the Stay Puft guy was still just too much for her, you know? I mean, they're just ill-equipped.
You are being a sexist pig right now.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm afraid of daddy long-legged spiders.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I don't like those motherfuckers.
You could get a cup and catch and release, all right? You get a cup, you trap the thing. They're
the most poisonous spiders. We're just lucky that they can't bite us. Because we die.
They're lucky that guys like me and you can show some compassion every once in a while, right? And not all their friends be killed all the time, constantly. It's just why does it always have to be equal? Why does everybody have to get their turn? You know, it's like participation ribbons for all the kids now.
No.
It's like, what? I don't know. I mean, they got a good cast.
There's a fine line between getting shit handed to you and getting a fair chance. Come on. Participation ribbons.
Yeah, that's the new thing now with kids.
Hey, no.
They get to run around the bases every time, just so they don't feel
bad. No, no.
It happens, man. It happens. My friends are telling me about it. I don't see it, but...
I didn't grow up like that. If I ran around
We didn't.
If I ran around the bases, that means I hit a fucking home run.
You're definitely right. We didn't grow up like that. But we also grew up before social justice warriors were a thing. So you got to keep that in mind, dude. But, okay, and here's the thing, too. Think about that suit. Think about that suit that they wear, the Ghostbusters wear, okay? You know how hard that thing is going to be to keep clean? All right, you're going to be scrubbing slime out of that thing all the fucking time. It's probably dry clean only. Do you think girls are going to want to deal with that shit?
I mean, okay, you're being a sexist pig again. Being a sexist pig.
Think of how much one of the guys, one of their jackets, think of how bad their suit stunk. Okay, the one that didn't wash their shit ever. Think of how disgusting that smells.
You're being a sexist pig.
Do you think any girl's going to want to go through that?
You don't know that.
And render themselves to that? I don't think so, man. I don't think so. It just doesn't make any sense to me, you know?
There are a lot of women that can do what men can do.
But they don't have to do everything, though. They don't have to do...
Why? Why? Are you afraid that a woman will outdo what you can do?
I'm afraid that a woman's going to do something that is critical to my life just to prove a point. And not because it's actually what she wants to do. That's what I'm worried. Or that somebody who's maybe not quite as qualified will get hired because, you know, we got to keep enough diversity. I see women that are holding signs, you know, at construction sites.
But there are also women. There are also companies out there that won't hire women in executive and management roles just because they're a woman, and they are qualified.
Well, okay, you probably got something there. There's probably a little something to that, but I see these women who are holding flags at the construction site, and they're working. And a lot of times, there's a team. There's two of them on each end holding the flag. And I'm just thinking to myself, why do women want this job? Why do you guys want this job? I'm a man, and I don't want this job. Why would you guys want this job? I don't understand it.
Because they want to build shit.
They're not building shit, though. They're holding the flag. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. I mean, usually it's scruffy old white men who have made a lot of poor decisions in their lives. I mean, why do women want this job? I don't understand.
Why do men want the job?
Because I just told you, those guys have made a lot of poor decisions to get them to that
job. And what about the women made poor decisions? Exactly.
It doesn't seem like it, man. It seems like a lot of them are still young women. They seem pretty young and spry.
Money's good in construction, isn't it?
I mean, I guess to stand around and spin a stick while you wear a dumb little hat, I guess, you know, if you make anything over $13, $14 an hour, I guess you're not doing too bad. I mean, for the requirements that job has, but I don't understand why the girls want to do it. You know, I mean, we don't get to do everything. Okay,
like what?
Greg Giraldo had a great joke about this. Okay, you think I could be a fucking bikini waxer? Okay, you think I could work in a spa and do bikini waxes for women?
They're
gonna allow me in to do that? Huh?
There are males that are OBG or what are they called?
That's a doctor, dude. That's a doctor. I'm talking about the guy who fucking puts the honey on the girl's privates area, puts the little piece of paper down, and then distracts them from it. And then,
I've seen men that have did, as a camel do that.
Toe. Oh, when have you seen anybody do that? Are you kidding me? And how come you weren't inviting me? What the fuck, dude? When did you ever see anybody do that?
I had to get one done.
Oh my god!
A few years ago.
Was that before your porno flick?
Well, no, it was after.
Black guys, Asian thighs.
Black.
It was after that, huh?
don't. Oh, by the way, everyone. Hey, Sanders officially won Michigan.
All right.
You knew I was coming for it.
God, okay. All right. Yeah. He got it. Listen, your boy's killing it, dude. He's killing it. He's making a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. Anyway. Yeah,
He's trying. We'll see. It's still a little bit longer, though. You know, don't celebrate too fucking early, man, all right?
Seattle's going to go fucking nuts.
That's the classic.
When Hillary concedes.
famous last words. You know, you don't want to be that person. So
anyway,
what else do we
got? I got waxed. I got waxed right here.
Did you really?
Yeah, it hurt.
What the fuck?
It hurt.
Yeah, of course it's
going to
hurt.
Dude. I was going to the beach wax. In South Texas. What?
And?
I needed. Oh, I was wearing a Speedo.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. I was wearing a Speedo and a white tank top.
Okay. Oh, man. I just had the mental image, you fucking asshole.
Oh, I was in shape back then, man. So, jeez. You know, I look like Mike Tyson.
Oh, man. Iron Mike over there.
Iron Mike.
Iron Mike in your pants. Jesus. Yeah. Listen, this is the last thing I want to say about the Ghostbusters, okay? Everybody knows the saying. All right. It's who are you going to call? It's not who you're going to text, all right? This is a job fit for a man, all right? We all know women don't even like talking on the phone anymore.
Oh, my God, you sexist. Sexist son of a
if
bitch.
If it was who you're going to text, then they can have it. That's fine. Yeah. Or give us something else. Give us something else. Give us like a... God. Give us like an all-guy version of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants or something, you know? And just make it all bros. Or something, you know?
They have movies like that where bro... Where
it could be the
group of men bond.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It could be the camo shorts.
You really don't understand.
It could be the camo shorts, you know, not the traveling pants. It's, you know, it's bro. This is a lot of good days for camo shorts, all right? Especially in the summer. Especially in the summer.
God.
White guys drinking beer, wearing camo shorts.
You know a version of...
It's a religion.
You know what version of Ghostbusters I want to see? Clan Busters. If there's something strange... And they wear a big white hood.
Dun, dun.
Who are you going to call?
Dun,
Clan
dun.
Busters!
Trump and his boys.
Yeah, oh, Trump's God. Like the... Trump's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh, my God. That would be crazy. Fuck, dude. Yeah, it's... I mean, you know, and I was telling you, it's going to be a pretty good cast. I'll give them that. Melissa McCarthy, she's good, man. She's funny. That girl knows how to be funny. She doesn't do stand up, but man, she knows how to be a funny actor, though.
She knows
how to play her part.
She's one of those actresses. She's one of those talents that you give her material and she will turn it into gold.
She does. She just milks every last drop of funny. Out of every situation and everything that they ever do, you know. I was watching a trailer for one of her movies that I hadn't seen, but I was laughing. I was LOLing. Okay, I was LOLing by myself, and that's not easy to do. That is not easy to do. You know, it takes a lot to push me to that and get that kind of reaction. But so I don't know. I'll see it, but well, it'll be all right. I don't know. I mean, Supernatural Beings is an uphill battle, and I don't even know if us boys could take care of that. That Stay Puft guy. Oh, my God. Talk about terrifying. But what else we got going on, though? You got anything else you wanted to get into?
Well, I wanted to talk about a little about the Democratic Democratic race right now.
Okay. Let's get it all out, big guy.
Hillary, you can take the South. Because you know why? Because the rest of the nation, we got Bernie's back. And man, he just won Michigan, man. What an upset. He won Michigan. No one thought he'd win Michigan. Everyone thought that was Clinton territory. But nope. He won Michigan. And I keep telling everyone. I keep telling my mom, who still lives in Texas. I keep telling my dad and my grandmother. My dad and my grandmother both live in Georgia. Wait till the West Coast comes. Wait till it's our time.
West Coast is the best coast.
West Coast is the mother bleeping best coast, man.
Yeah, there's gonna be some big points had for him if he can sweep it. I mean, California is that's a huge one.
Fuck.
So many goddamn fucks down there. You kidding me? The homeless population down there is like higher than this whole city's population, I think. Or it's close to it. It's rivaling it at this point. But hey, good for you, man. I like it. You're full of energy tonight.
Fuck just yeah, man.
You're feeling the burn more than ever here.
Fuck yeah, I'm feeling the burn, man.
You should really get that checked out, man. I'm just saying. Oh, shit. No one's done that joke yet, I bet.
Actually, psych. You have.
Psych.
When we were talking about sex education, and psych. You said, oh, yeah. Psych.
I'm bringing back the not jokes. I've decided. I'm bringing back the not jokes. We haven't talked about that.
What?
Not.
Remember,
we're coming back, man. I'm gonna bring it.
You remember in the 90s all those one word tubular, gnarly.
What was Bart's?
Bodacious.
What was Bart Simpson? Cowabunga?
Cowabunga.
That was Michelangelo.
Cowabunga, the 90s, man.
What was Bart's? What was Bart Simpson's?
Cool, man.
No.
Ay, caramba!
That might have been fucking The Simpsons. Those were their years. Yeah, all those. Tubular. What the fuck does tubular mean?
Tubular.
Is that good or bad? I can't even tell. I mean,
I always thought tubular was good.
But it could be tubular like, hey, this shit went down the drain. Look at that. It's a fucking circle. We went right down the hole. God damn it, we got fucked here. Who knows, but all those fucking corny ass words. God, the 90s were great, though. It was a good time to grow up. It was a good time. It was like there was still plenty of freedom. You know, you still had freedom as a child, and your parents kind of had some trust in you, and you were able to do some crazy shit that got you in trouble sometimes. But there was still freedom, but it wasn't like scary, though. You were never like, I mean, you had some scary parts of your neighborhood. There was some kids that you didn't want to fuck with, but it was, man, it was just a good time. It was a good time to be a kid.
In my neighborhood, we had a tradition every Friday night. If you didn't go to the football game, because, you know, Texas is like, football in Texas is like, it's like another religion. So all the kids that didn't go to the high school football game in my neighborhood, everyone that lived on the street would play hide and go seek. We would wait till to the sunsets, and the only light that we had was the street lights. We would stay out till about 9, 10 o'clock, so it would give us a good hour or two to play. And I sucked. And you would think I'd be good.
I know.
I would
just find a dark corner somewhere.
Yeah, and I would dress in all black.
Oh, Jesus.
No, seriously. Dress in all black, and I was really goofy. I was really uncoordinated back then, and I was fast. I've always been fast for my size, but when I was younger, I would run flat-footed.
Flat-footed? No wonder you always got caught. They always heard you stomping around like a maniac.
Jeez. And then one of my really good friends, he motivated me to play football, because when I moved to Texas when I was 9, I wasn't really huge on football, and then I just got hit in the face with just how huge that culture is down there. So I played football and all that good jazz, but you know, he noticed how I ran, and he's like, dude, run on your toes. you'll go a whole lot faster.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Dude, I don't know if there's anything better than a neighborhood game of hide and go seek back in the summertime. Oh my God, dude, that was so much fun. You get all the neighborhood kids together. Yeah, like you said, the sun setting, street lights start coming on, so you got a little bit of light, but definitely not as much.
There were kids that would hide on the roof.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty intense. Like,
they would lay down on the roof, and then like the person that's it, when they would turn around, they would hop off, and then they would jump fences and then get to the base.
That's when you were flexible and unbreakable as a child, and so you could just jump off roofs and not make a big deal about it. Now it's like,
the houses were one story, so ladder? It's not like they're jumping off.
It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. That's still 9 or 10 feet to the ground. You're gonna do that with a 40-year-old knee? I don't fucking think so. Okay, unless you're hardcore into parkour and you can roll right out of that fucking thing, there's no way you're going to do that, man. That's something that you did as a kid. And yeah, it didn't even seem like a big deal, but but you kind of just glide, you know, when you're a skinny little prick like I was, you just kind of glide through the air and it's like, and you just kind of roll over as you hit the ground and nothing happens. But oh God, that hide and go seek though, man, that was the shit. We played a lot of kick the can too, which kick the can was fun for me because it was like, you know, get that one person who's searching, can't be too close to the can, and then all of a sudden it'd be silence, and somebody would see their opportunity, and some little motherfucker would just come shooting out of a bush somewhere, and he would go straight to that fucking can, and boom, he'd nail it, dung 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 ding, and it'd skip down the road a little bit, and the other guy would turn around. Oh man, that was so good. People just come darting out of the darkness. You don't even see them coming. And then they get the person turned around and you say, oh shit, is this my chance? Is this my chance? And then you run for it and they're fucking too close though. You just got a little too antsy there. But yeah, do they do that anymore? Do kids these days?
Do they play games like that? They don't know, man. They got Xbox Live and PS and PlayStation Online. Instead of being like, hey, let's come out and play football or basketball or hide and go seek, like, hey, I'm gonna be online at 7 o'clock. Meet me up with my clan and we'll go shoot up some people in Call of Duty.
Yeah, we'll go play some Black Ops. Fuck, dude. Yeah, that's true.
We were guilty of it too, but not as bad as today. We were guilty. Fucking GoldenEye in Mario Kart.
Well, come on. GoldenEye is one of the best first-person shooters ever made, you know, of all time. I mean, that was big. But yeah, you're right. We balanced it better, man. We balanced it. You know, we did the neighborhood stuff was like the weekend thing. You know, that was like hanging out with the neighborhood kids. Your parents going to let you be out a little later because, you know, to bed is quite as early. So yeah, you could stay out till 9, 10, running around in the neighborhood like a bunch of little hooligans. But yeah, I don't know if they do that stuff anymore. I mean, these are the same kids who aren't trick-or-treating now. They're going to the mall, and they're collecting candy from stores.
They do that now?
Yeah, that's what kids do a lot now. Yeah, they go to the mall. Because it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous to eat candy from random strangers, all right, and be out in the streets and knocking on random people's doors.
People that work in stores are random strangers, too.
Like anybody gets away with like putting razor blades in the candy or something stupid like that. Like you think they're not gonna find out? There's parents with them everywhere. Everybody's gonna know where that piece of candy came from. They're gonna remember that shit. I mean, it's just insane. But yeah, they do that all the time. And the thing is, it's like the only reason the mall is cool with it is because they probably want the parents to fucking end up buying something, dude. That's why they want all those people there. Like, oh, yeah, a bunch of foot traffic. Oh, yeah, here's some candy. Yeah, no, we support this holiday. We spent $7 for 8 bags, gigantic bags of candy. I mean, I don't know. It's all the shit they do. It's, again, I've talked about it, and it's these interpersonal skills, and they're all suffering here, you know, and that's the whole part of it is that interaction with those people the same age. And you get those little confrontations too when you, no, I tagged you, no, you didn't get me, blah, 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 and all that kind of shit. And, you know, that happens and you got to work that shit out. And that's just all part of the growing up process, you know, and that's an important way to learn that shit, especially when it comes to doing stuff with your peers. But do you ever play like flashlight tag or anything like that?
The fuck is that?
Flashlight tag. That's it. Well, it's just like normal tag, but you got a flashlight instead. So if somebody hits you with the light, you know, boom, you're done.
That's no fun. You can get them from like fucking 20 feet away.
Well, you got to be sneaky.
That shows no damn skill.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. It's not the best, but
no. You know, we used to play in my friend's garage, Monster. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm, what's that one?
So it's basically hide and go seek in a garage, but in pitch black. So. Listen. We were playing his garage. So the person that's it would wait outside the garage. He would wait in not the big garage door, but the side garage door. And everyone would hide, and they would turn off the light, and someone would scream, "Ready!" They come in the garage, they close it, and they would have to tag as much people as possible. When I was small, I would hide in the dryer.
In the dryer, nice.
Yeah,
You'd close the door behind you and everything?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's intense.
Yeah.
So why is it monster? What, do you like yell at the person when they catch you?
No.
You
scare the shit out of them? That's just the name of the game.
Oh, okay.
I didn't make the shit up, but the kids that lived next to me did it.
That's interesting.
I had a disadvantage. I had a lot of games because I was the only black kid in the neighborhood.
But we were talking earlier. It should be an advantage for you. It should be easier for you to hide.
Whoa, no. I was the first one everyone went after.
Oh, that's true. They were scared of you. They had to get you out of there. I don't know, man. That would seem like an advantage to me. But then again, you do run flat-footed, so.
I did. Well, no, I did that up to. I did that up to like sixth grade, and then my friend was like, "Dude, run on your toes. Whole lot more. It's a lot more comfortable, and you go faster." So I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." So I started doing that, and bam, I was Jack Me Nimble.
Jack Me Nimble. We played another one. I bet you never played this one.
But what? Which one?
We played another one called German Spotlight. You ever heard of that?
German spot. What? How do you play that?
So basically, what you do is you go through the neighborhood and you round up all the Jewish kids that you know.
Oh my god!
No, you go to.
Oh my you go to the god!
You go to the woods and you get two flashlights. So you get the one flashlight that always stays on. Okay, and there's one guy who has another flashlight, but his flashlight cannot always stay on. He can only have his flashlight on for 5 seconds at a time, and then he has to have it off for 5 seconds at a time. So basically, everybody sets up, and you got to basically crawl, sneak, and just slither your way to the flashlight and try to get the flashlight before he hits you with the flashlight. You got to go turn that other light off before he hits you with the light. If he finds you with the light, then you got to go back to the start and try all again. And so basically, you're just fucking sneaking through the woods trying to get as close to this guy. And so he's got the flashlight on for 5 seconds. He's looking around. You're like, oh, shit. You're like, oh, shit. Hide, hide, hide. And then, and he turns it off, and you're like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. Come on. Come on, get up there. So you're hiding, trying to get to the next tree. That fucking shit. Because you know that light's coming on. So it's like, you know, it's almost like you're fucking trying to get away from that machine gunner, that German machine gunner, you know? He shoots a burst of light, and then you know he's out. All right, advance. Everybody moves up a level, but that was a lot of fun.
I would play that today.
It's intense. You see that light, like it's on the ground next to you, and you're like, holy shit, what the fuck? Is it gonna see me? Like, is he gonna keep coming this way with it? And then he stops and he goes the other way, and you're like, oh, thank god. But yeah, it was definitely fun. We didn't play it enough because you got to kind of have the right scenario. You got to have like a wooded scenario and shit, but yeah, it's definitely fun. We'll have to play that sometime.
You know what my favorite game was, and I would still play this today. Capture the Flag.
Oh yeah, that's
if you played it in the right, in like the right area, like in the if you played it in right area, like on the right playground where it's not an open field, but You got trees, and you like you really have to. The other team who's defending the flag, you have to be aware of what's going on because you got pillars, you got trees. This one neighborhood, I mean not neighborhood, playground, in San Marcos, Texas, in the area where I grew up, we used to go there and play capture the flag at night. And the playground was just perfect. It was big. You would have to, you know, you would really have to like be quick and use your skills. I mean, you got to be tactical to get over there and get the flag. And there'd be sometimes we'd be on the other team's side, and I have someone with me. I say, okay, you be the decoy. You run. And act like you're gonna get the flag, and they're gonna go after you and me. I grab it and boom, start hauling ass.
Nice. Ooh, stomping, man. Back to base. Yeah, that was a fun game too, man. God, there were so many fun games, man. There were so many fun games.
Hey, you know what happened? You know what was the demise of all of that? Xbox Live.
That is really, the video games got too good. They're too good now.
No,
people
it's
can't resist it, but play them
online
all
gaming
the fucking time. Yeah,
you can't blame video games since the beginning. I mean, it, video games just evolved. But online gaming, it kept kids inside.
Yeah.
It kept kids from going over their house. And you think kids still spend a night at their friends' houses? I mean, what's the point if they have internet and Xbox Live now?
No, they do sleepovers. They
okay.
do sleepovers. Maybe not as much. Maybe not as much. I mean, a lot of times, you know, when we were kids, I would just decide a lot of times. I would just, when I was 9, 10, 11 years old, I'd just be hanging out at my buddy's house. And then I'd call my mom and be like, hey, mom, can I stay over at Ryan's house tonight? She'd be like, can I talk to his mom? Yeah. They'd talk for 2 seconds. Yeah, is that okay? You mind? Yeah, I'll watch him. Yeah, whatever. He's fine. Yeah. And, you know, then that was it. And I would do that all the time. Yeah, you'd be like once or twice a week at least, you know. But I mean, I know they do sometimes, but probably not with the same frequency. But they don't do a lot of the shit, though. I mean, think about when we used to make forts. Are they making forts anymore?
I mean, I never made a fort. I mean,
you never made a what? Are you fucking serious? Oh my god, that was my favorite pastime as an 8-year-old dude. It was just making forts out of anything.
No,
man.
I didn't make a fort.
Anything you need, just get.
I was a weird fucking kid, man.
No shit, dude. Are you kidding me? Get the couch cushions. Get some blankets. Get some chairs. A table. You can throw that shit over.
I know.
Oh
I,
my god,
I've seen
it's
them.
So much fun.
I was a weird fucking kid, man.
Get whatever animal you have. Throw that fucking thing in there, even though it doesn't want to be.
Were you a prankster? Did you ding dong ditch?
I'd say I was probably more of a wankster in all reality. No, we did.
You're on a fucking roll tonight.
we fucking terrorized the community transit. We terrorized the community transit, dude. We would get them so bad all the time. Snowballs, eggs, water balloons, just anything you can think of. We had this big hedge right in front of my neighbor's yard, and we would just blast the bus with water balloons. All the fucking time, dude. All the time. Just get huge water balloons. We'd never get caught. Run in the back side of the house. Boom. And just act like we hadn't been doing anything at all. But it got so bad that at one point, community transit had like a van with like some fat white guy behind that was following the bus. And he was basically, what he was doing is he was ready to stop and investigate whatever the fuck was going on. You know, he probably had a walkie-talkie going with the bus driver and, you know, he was waiting to hear something from him. But, yeah, and we didn't do it then. But, oh, man, we were just fucking terrorized just all the time, dude. Boom, boom, boom. Just douche it with water balloons on, like, a super hot and nice day. Oh, we'd get on the roof and shoot pine cones or blossoms at cars, get the slingshot and just launch them into the air, and they hit the top of the car, just bonk, and it would just like a bounce noise. Like, wouldn't do any damage, I don't think, because they were pretty light. But
you know what some of my football teammates would do? They would do drive-by egging. They would drive up and down the streets of Austin with dozens of eggs and throw them at people while driving. And I never did it. But I will never forget when I was in the back of the truck, and I was riding with two buddies, and we're driving down, and I see these two ladies arguing, and then one of them threw the egg at him. And you know, we're still driving. I look behind, and I see their heads stuck. It was because they're just going at each other. They're just going at each other's head, and all of a sudden they duck because
they
had no idea where it came from.
Oh god, that's fucking brutal, dude.
Oh, now I'm the brutal one now.
No, well, I mean, that's just shit that teenagers do, dude. That's just,
well, I grew up around redneck white kids, yeah. So
and exactly
they do this, you know, and they're the one that are considered the Christians.
They do the
craziest shit.
Fuck yeah, I am one of those white boys. I know. We used to do
no,
crazy
you, but
shit
you
weren't too.
Redneck though.
That's true. I wasn't redneck, so we didn't. It never got too malicious, but we did some other shit. We had, this was probably the funniest thing ever. My brother, him and his buddy, they had just turned 16, so his buddy had a little piece of shit like Chevy Nova, like an 89 Chevy Nova, drove that thing around, and this was one of the funniest, worst/funniest things we ever saw. He goes around they do this thing. I've been in the car with them. You know, they drive around a lot. The driver looks over my brother because my brother's sitting shotgun. And he's like, "Hey, you want to do it?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's cool." And I'm like, "What are these guys talking about? What the fuck are they talking about?" Like, they didn't even say more than like a couple words each. And boom, just goes up, drives, gets to this garbage can that's right up the street. Goes up. My brother gets out, grabs the garbage can. He's holding the garbage can outside of the window. Okay. They fucking speed off. They go down the corner, go around the block, but down about two or three blocks, take that garbage can. And as he's going down the street of like 20, 25 miles an hour, goes up next to the sidewalk. My brother chucks it at another garbage can, and that garbage can just fucking explodes and trash just goes everywhere.
No.
Trash. It was literally it looked like somebody had put an M80 in one trash can. All right. It was an explosion of trash just everywhere. Oh my God. It was such a dick move, and it was so goddamn funny at the time. Oh my God. I could not stop laughing. It was
I bet you couldn't.
It was literally an explosion of trash. And the reason it was so funny is because I knew somebody besides myself was going to have to pick all that up. That's why it was so goddamn funny. And that's why teenagers are pieces of shit.
Did you end up having to pick up all that trash?
Fuck no. You kidding me? They had no clue it was us. What were they going to do? We sped through. These guys were so quick. They were so quick. This all happened in a span of like 35 seconds, dude. Okay. I didn't even see it coming. Not only are they fucks, but they're good at it too. They're good at being fucks. I laughed for like 10 minutes straight after that, dude. It was fucking hilarious. It was one of those things you just idolize your brother for, you know, even though you know it's kind of fucked up. Your older brother does something like that, and you're like, oh my God, this man is my hero. He is literally my hero, even though we're doing some fucking bullshit. But that's teenagers, dude.
I got one more.
All right, one more. Let's end it on this one.
I got one more.
Let's go out with a bang here.
I think I brought it up on the Christmas episode, but I'm gonna bring it up one more time. Santa sacking.
I don't know if you brought this one up. Just go with it. That's fine. Like I said, we'll end up.
You tackled the inflatable Santa Clauses in people's front yards.
Oh, Santa sacking. Okay. That's almost kind of fun, you know. It's almost not even malicious.
So illegal. No, you can fucking get arrested for that. We did that my freshman and sophomore year in college.
Did you guys record it at least?
No.
Oh my God, you guys.
This was right before I turned 20, so I was still in the shithead stage.
Well, yeah, that's where you're at. Exactly. That's when you do this.
But no, I mean, I was in college, so back then I'm like, fuck, why the fuck did I do that? I'm in the process of growing up, and I'm still at my little shit in high school. But
because it's funny as fuck.
I remember we drove into the rich neighborhood, and there we saw like an 8-foot Elmo with a Christmas hat with a Santa
Elmo
hat. Yeah,
you sacked him. Fucking Elmo?
Yes, I sacked. It took two of us to.
How could you treat him like that? All right.
Well, Elmo had it coming.
Elmo says that sack was offsides, and that's a 10-yard penalty.
Your Elmo impersonation sucks. But anyway.
I'll work on it.
No, I remember I was at this party, and I was telling the people about. I was telling the people there about Santa sacking. And they're like, man, you've never done that before. And there was this inflatable Christmas globe, you know, the shaking. Yeah, it was huge, and I had my eyes on it. And they're like, you don't believe me? I'll be right back. And I was about like I was maybe like 50, 100 feet away. And I walk past the house, and they're all outside looking, and I can hear some saying he's not gonna do it, and then it's dark outside, it's like midnight, and they're waiting, and I think I was wearing all black that night, and all of a sudden they see me come out the shadows and fucking destroy that shit, and they're like, oh shit, and I get up. I run back to the apartment, and they're all running back inside, too.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Dude, you do need to hit the gym. Because if your fucking bitch ass could sack the globe, all right, that's a big movement there. Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking, that's the last of my corny jokes. All right, I had to slip one more in there on you. Fucking aim though, man. God, I love talking about old shenanigans and fucking bullshit. We could do this all night. I got a couple other stories too, but we'll save them for later on.
Yes, we'll
pepper them in here and there.
We're gonna wrap this up. It's getting late, and it
definitely is here.
Yeah, we don't want to. And I'm about to go out and get drunk because Bernie won Michigan.
Oh my God, yeah, this guy is jacked up like he's been drinking Mountain Dew all fucking night over here. But hey, you guys, thank you once again for listening to us. This has been another episode of Earful in the Emerald City. We really appreciate you guys. Like I said, we said before, you guys are the only thing we got here. You know, you're spreading the word. You're telling people, and we appreciate it because that's all we got at this point.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, check us out. You know, we try to get some good jokes, and we don't do too much here. But, yeah, again, thank you guys. We appreciate you listening. This has been episode number 21 of Earful in the Emerald City. I'm Slim.
And I'm Shoddy.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We out.
Thanks for joining Shoddy and Slim on an Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you survived this torture. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us next time and tell your friends about the show.